and catamarans. Buzzing down in some boat shoes.
XS Shuffle, what's going on? To Boy Malume YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Mic, Season 2, Episode 2. Lucas is anti this being Episode 2. He wants it to be Episode 1.
It should
one.
Be Episode 1.
It should be Episode 1.
Yeah. No, the other one was,
I feel like the other one, we were just introducing the fact that
we're testing the mics if they still work.
Yeah, you saw us with shades.
So, same. So we can say this is the official Season 2, episode one.
Yeah. We outside again.
Obviously, I'm with the same brothers. I'm with Malume's Mic. I'm with the cold cast, man. I'm with the co-host. I'm with Clady 2.0.
What's good, mama?
I'm with Primetime Lucas.
It's me, baby.
And it's a very, very nice episode. Today, we're talking about how dating has changed from sending love letters to buying a zoo for love.
Yeah, I have a lot to learn.
Buying a zoo for love.
Yeah, so we're going to be speaking about
who would have thought.
What are those? What are
you triggering?
I can hear that.
Did you trigger yourself?
So we're talking about online dating, traditional dating, and how it's just changed from our parents' time up until our time. Because, yo, it's been tricky. But before we start,
are we going to mention what we're looking for as well?
Are we looking?
Are we looking?
Are you looking?
Yeah. Who's looking?
All single here.
I'm outside.
So a comment from Golden Glitz from Season 2, unofficial episode 1, says, I literally screamed, I'm so happy to see the trio back together. Yo, let me go study and then come back to this episode so I can fully indulge.
Nah, shout out. But you know what's weird?
What?
The past tense of scream.
Scrumch.
You're only saying, what did I do?
Keke says,
I screamed.
Keke says, never been so happy to see Lucas and Matladi.
Same here. Yeah.
And then the last one said, there's a problem when you attach your value to the things you have or the things you've achieved. Things can be fleeting and achievements are relative. They are volatile in determining your value. Always a good check.
That one was deep. I'm not in a complete agreement.
It's a bit different, eh?
We didn't agree.
Right? Yeah, we didn't reach a concession.
But we read the comment. So how have you guys been? How are you, Lucas?
I'm alright. I'm still alive, which is shocking for me, you know.
You're passing at school?
I'm trying very hard. You know, the first semester I passed, but I'm trying very hard. I'm trying very hard, you know, figuring things out. Life is all about figuring things out, and I feel like every other day I'm just getting a bit better at it.
You know what, Lucas is those smart kids that write a test.
I didn't start.
And then I say I didn't study. And then they're killing life.
Yeah. You shouldn't complain before.
Because this guy just said, yeah, I passed my whole semester. Congratulations.
Oh, wait, thank you.
Huge. And you passed it well.
Damn.
Because, how are you doing?
Outside of school, how's everything else?
Kajola. Mm. One could say that. Kajola.
Breaking news.
Because of my behavior.
Your niggas can keep their word.
but outside, I'm like, you know, I don't really, like, apart from seeing new boys, I really don't have outside.
I get you.
Like, this is outside for me. This is me going outside.
So you don't even show it like your colleagues after spa and like what?
Nah, but we have this happy hour on Fridays where we get drunk on site and then go home.
Yeah, but engineering is a fake job, no? Huh? Engineering is a fake job.
Hey, we're professional.
Get drunk
it's consulting. It's not generally engineering.
One of them ones.
We just really good at finding information for everybody
and charging people a lot of money for it.
We have to. Because now we have a whole office.
Most companies do that, though.
Maybe it's just my problem.
They're by the plantation. It's not vibes.
No matter how you be. Any failed talking stages.
Hey.
That was a lot of A's. Hey.
Okay, thought about every single one that's hit his heart.
I don't want to define it as failed anymore.
Yeah.
What do you want to call it?
Lessons learned. Lesson learned.
What lessons have you learned?
Maybe it's not for me.
Mjolo.
Yeah.
Entirely. Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't know. But ask me how I'm doing.
Actually, but how did we get
I'm
here?
I'm doing good. Done.
Anyway, how did we get to that feeling?
Who made you feel like this?
I keep trying, but I'm enough now.
But what have you tried to change?
Change? Are you going to change something that works?
Are you like going for the same type of girls? Or have you experimented with older women, younger women?
You know what I think the issue is, honestly?
He's very experimental.
But the thing is, I am not looking.
Okay. You're not looking?
I'm not looking.
Yeah. But what do you constitute as looking?
Actively bringing in the market, saying, hey, you know what?
Like, Hofasa, what's the thing?
Hofasa.
Yeah.
Warabafunu.
Nah, hey.
Does that get into the list of me trying?
I'm good. I'm doing all right.
What was going through your mind when you first saw that, dog, this is not for me?
What, the talking stage?
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say expectations, it's the ability to deliver. And I'm not talking about the other thing. I'm talking about the other thing. You know what
I'm saying? What are you struggling with delivery?
Nah, it's the ability to deliver. I'm not, and I don't know. Something might be wrong. I'm not in the mood
anymore. Yeah.
You know, when you hold to have food, like, and you have a list of things you want to do or you want to achieve, it's never there.
It's not, does it make it to the list? Do you think?
I think maybe I'm asexual. But I'm not.
You are definitely not one of those ones.
You're different. You love women.
You are sexual.
The most sexual.
You are very sexual.
Sexualicious.
Stop saying that. They're going to think we're dating again.
If you are Z-sexual. No, me, I've seen you from the outside looking in.
Damn.
I'm like, hey, that boy is very sexual.
Like, life is good. We're trying a bit better.
Yeah.
We're doing a bit more. Feeling in love with my job again, which is quite exciting.
That's beautiful.
That's nice.
Yeah, I remember how good I am, which is nice.
No, it's kind of nice. Are you doing well?
I'm doing okay.
What's okay?
I'm still in my late 20s, so I'm still building.
You're in your late 20s.
26.
That is late.
Isn't 20. That mid 20s?
It's mid. I think it's mid until 27.
Yeah. How does mid work for you, Dang?
Like it's a mid. It's a.
No one ever says I'm in my mid 20s.
Confidence interval.
Mid 20s is 24, 25, 26.
Yeah.
Early 20s is 20 to 23. Late 20s is 27 to 29.
So how old do you think
I am? Here's the tolerance.
You're 26, so you're in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
Next year, you're chasing 30.
No, next year, you're like upper mid.
I thought, look at the 30s. But everything on my side, guys, I took a break. I'm good. I took a break from...
Hey, Mario, your life has been eventful, dog.
Yeah.
How you been, dog? Actually, for real. Because you live here, between us, né? Between all three of us, Nana, you live.
Yeah. We traveled Africa this year.
So you did that?
Yeah.
And on the last day, you went to Ghana.
I went to Ghana, I went to Kenya, I went to Swaziland, I went to Botswana. All this year, that was beautiful.
The Grento.
Yeah. Swaziland was a bit shaky. Those organizers were a bit snacks, but then...
It's a touchy subject
spoke about
you,
that in my vlog. I'm dropping like a mini reality show, low-key.
Cool. I think it's a reality. Yeah. He keeps calling it a vlog, but I think it's a reality show. Yeah. Fully.
What's your love way?
So Flex and I's intention was to make vlogs, man, at a higher level. And then we added diary sessions, and now it's just looking like a whole reality show.
Yeah.
It's looking beautiful. We got like 4 episodes in the bank. I'm trying to get to like 6, 7, 8, and then from there I'll start releasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, still single, still looking for love.
Are you looking for love?
Shit, I'm a lover boy, I won't lie, so I am looking for love. Like, I'm always open love to meeting someone new and, like, you know, getting to know
someone.
Do you
find people?
No, I don't. I focus on my job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what are you looking for, though?
Companionship, bro.
Yeah, what does it look like for you?
It's like someone that works just as hard as me and loves just as hard as me. So someone I can spend my days with, like someone to call off to work, someone to see on a Thursday, someone to surprise, someone to get to know, someone to like travel with, someone to like go on lunches with, someone to have breakfast with, someone to cook for, someone to love, someone to care for, someone to be. Damn, I know.
See, ladies, that man knows what he wants. That man knows what he wants.
Yeah, no, I know.
You
exactly
fit that criteria? I don't know.
No one does.
I don't know. I bet he would shoot a shot. Hey.
Yeah, but otherwise, outside of that, I'm good, bro. We've just been working. Dropped my own podcast, Seated with Malume, dropping soon.
When are you dropping that?
Probably dropping either before this podcast or
everything is done. Is it recorded, clean?
This episode one is done.
Just one episode.
Episode one is a bit short, though.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my transition from moving from Limpopo to Johannesburg.
Okay. Life story.
Yeah, so just
culture shock.
Just to get to know me a little bit better before we go into the deep.
When the tweet started dying.
Yeah. But see, we're talking about dating.
Guru was good. It became hanyan hanyan.
So we're talking about dating. And I want us to talk about like the whole, like how, like, you know, like the whole evolution. So we saw our parents. And we obviously experienced dating in primary school, high school, university. I want to speak about the whole thing. And the main thing for today's podcast is to compare like traditional dating. So like actually meeting someone homophilic versus online dating, which is your Instagram, your Tinder, your DMs. But before we start, I want to know, how did your guys' parents actually meet, if you guys know?
I don't know a lot, actually, but I know... Yeah. Oh, they met in high school.
I know both your parents used to play sports.
Yeah, they met in high school. My mom was a netball player, nationals. My dad was basketball, but he wasn't that good.
And then they threw my friends under the bus.
Yeah, big athletes in the community. Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
What happened?
To what?
With you.
No, I'm very agile.
But I'm agile.
I'm very agile. So yeah, they met in high school. And then I think my mom's only partner has been my dad. Type
Damn!
Of thing. But at least that's what she said.
I get that.
Yeah, that's what she told me. I don't know him. You know him.
Whoa. That is deep.
So they met in high school and then they dated. The cool thing I know, I think my dad paid for my mom's fees. That's the one thing I remember.
Like university fees?
University fees.
Wow.
Generato la color was different.
Yeah. Damn.
Love is blind. Hey, that's a joke still.
Oh yeah, you need to clear that joke.
So they met in high school. My mom went to, I think, UKZN or something like that.
Yeah.
And then came back. After they came back, I've obviously things were nice then they had me.
Yeah. Oh, you're the first one.
I'm the first one.
Hey, what a way to start. Yeah.
And I think start with a bad.
And sometimes you're like, hey Maru, I'm sure we can try again.
Yeah. Nah, 96 June I was born. 96 May they got married. And ever since they've been rocking. So that's 20, dope. 26
that's
years.
That's dope. So your dad basically fussed your mom.
Yeah, no, nah, definitely.
It's like, let me pay for your definitely school fees, baby.
Mama. Let me fascinate
you. My dad got a house, pull my mom through, they'll be married, wada. Yeah.
The right way. How did your parents meet?
My parents, I'm sorry to distract you. But my parents, actually, I don't know much about how my parents met. They probably met at church, those people. I wouldn't be surprised.
But your parents are both teachers,
man. Yeah, they're both
teachers. Maybe there's a teacher's confidence.
No, my dad, I know my dad when my parents met. He was either just about to start working or he was at the end of varsity.
Yeah.
And my mom was probably at the beginning, if not having started in the middle of a gap year or something like that.
Yeah.
And my dad was in varsity. And then apparently that man got kicked out of varsity a couple of times.
Are you surprised?
He's a rebel.
Are you surprised?
I am. He's very chilled right now. That's the thing about my dad.
I've met that man.
You know, my dad, I look at... I look at my dad and I'm like, dog, you too chilled, my brother. Yeah. You look like you're sitting on some stuff that I don't know. But anyway, I think... They probably met because they were from the homelands, like Kodiplase, for those people that speak, you know.
And then he definitely pushed game on them.
Yeah,
sure no. Down the street, he was like, yeah, what's
rolling it in the middle of the dust, making my mother draw a map saying,
Hey, Mara,
sister, one cut. Yeah, like a dam. Not a dam, like a, what do you call it? A pond. Like a pond. Not a pond. The pond is tiny. What did you call that?
What?
Like a large body of water.
A dam.
Is that a dam?
A large body of water.
I imagine a dam, like with the dam walls and everything.
Oh, nah, that's Utari in you.
Damn, that's the engineering in me. But anyway, they met then, and I think they've been rocking since. As far as I'm concerned, like with your mom. Yeah. My mom, the only person she's been with is my dad. I don't know about my dad.
I don't see anything about my dad. Shows that we're doing it wrong, because from university, we should have found the loves of our lives. So it's chai fast. Hey.
Joe, my mom was married by my age.
Damn.
Probably
that as well. Eh?
But what was your dad doing? Don't compare yourself with your dad.
Well, my dad. Now my dad was in, he hadn't, I don't know, he was probably still dating.
Yeah. I know with my parents, my mom was in university. I think my dad was like, my dad was like me now.
Yeah.
Own place.
Rockstar.
Own car. Yeah. Working. Life
was good. Find love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so a little like, you know, she was in maybe 30 years. He's like, why not? You got potential. Yeah. And I think he fussed it up. Apparently they were friends for like 2 years first.
That's dope.
Yeah, so they were friends for some time. Yeah, on the podcast. So they were friends for a while. And then from there, I think he's just like, yo, dog, I like you. I like your values. Let's kick it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy back then. Hey?
Yeah.
It happened so quickly.
I feel like the way they were dating was the same way we dated like in primary school. In primary school, I used to fasa. Yes, in fasa primary school.
I did.
Primary school.
I don't know. I can't remember.
When did you actually come to think of it? Now, when you mentioned this, at which grade or which age did you start seeing women as like, I want to jolly this person.
Well, like grade,
but I want to kick it with this
grade
person.
Grade 3. I got married in grade 5.
That's crazy because me too, it was grade 3.
Yeah.
You guys didn't have games.
Actually, earlier, grade 1. Actually.
No. But so what happened was that, like, it was a big thing of like, who's dating who? Who's
yeah. Who? You send letters. Like, you send letters.
Yeah. It's like, yo, Lucas
said. She's like, oh,
she's
like,
saying a hugging during break.
Like, yo, Karawa Frostana. And then you're like, damn, that's crazy.
And there was Mix It. And you used to be like, yo, dog.
No, was Mix It
primary school or high school?
Primary.
It was primary. Like, my grade. I think Mix It kicked in grade 5, 6.
Whatever happened to it? Whatever happened to it?
What happens to a lot of companies?
Applications, yeah.
Is BlackBerry all over
again? What kind of question is that?
You are the economy, you should know better.
What I'm always interested in, the niggas that founded the thing, what are they doing now?
Actually, that is a good question.
Probably the same owners of the new ones, probably. You never know.
They tried to keep it afloat for a while.
Like any messaging app, bro, WhatsApp, what do you mean?
Yeah, but I know it's not WhatsApp because WhatsApp is American.
Yeah. But like, I think I had I was juggling two goals in primary school. I was always dating.
I was always
Mabatu and Manoko.
Shit.
So Mabatu. I used to like one time build Mabatu, other time build Manoko. And like I remember Mabatu was my first kiss.
What grade was this when you got your first kiss?
Like grade 4.
Hey Mario, you a wild grade four. My first real kiss was in grade 7.
I'm talking about Mbaa.
Nah, I'm talking about
Lamza.
No, Lamza, I was in grade 11, 10.
Grade 11?
Now it's good to me.
So the whole day we've been in my area, so these bros have been seeing where I grew up. You guys saw how...
Do you remember the first girl you kissed?
There's no black... Yeah, dog, I remember.
What's her name?
But wow, that was a good time.
It was a great experience.
So we were in the same primary school, right?
Yeah.
In primary school, we were in the same class. We always used to talk and like get along, help each other's homework. work. And then we moved to high school. Then I was like, no, I want to speak to girls. But there was no black girls around.
Yeah.
Like, there's black girls from primary school. So I went to Facebook. I found it. I was like, yo, what's up? We should go on a date. Went to the movies here by the mall. It was so nice.
You went on dates in primary school?
In high school.
In high school. Second grade, 9, 10.
But he was going back to primary school. Like,
I remember went to the movies. I tried to hold her hand. I was too shy. And then from there, I looked in the eyes and I hugged her goodbye. And then I was that nigga that basically texted, yo, I wish I kissed you. I wish I kissed you. Yo. Your lips look so nice. Yo, all I was thinking about was kissing you. And then she was like, why didn't you? Then I was just there like, yo
God beams.
And then our next date was literally like 2-3 months later. That was dating in high school, bro.
Yeah.
Dating in high school, like for us.
And Maria did it
go every 2-3 months.
I don't think I dated in high school.
I can name girlfriends from high school. Who you dated for 2-3 years.
You did.
This guy's denying.
I wasn't finished what I was gonna say. Like when I say date, I mean like this, like how he explains, like going out on dates and things like it was hanging out. Like dating was hanging out, walking together after school.
See, I didn't have that because it's like very like this is the area, bro.
Yeah.
So you guys like everyone is at school, everyone gets fetched from school.
Oh,
everyone goes on their own different like.
We used to figure it out. So we'd walk around. Nahana walking around the middle of town.
That's why you guys actually have so much gay. That's why Lucas. That's why Lucas actually has so much gay. Because like you had the experience, bro.
Now Lucas was dating in high school.
Why don't you have gay actually?
I wouldn't say I don't have gay.
You don't have gay.
Why don't you have gay?
Like, you don't know how to. You can have a conversation with the girl, but you can't approach a girl.
No, I think. Before you explain, right, interpretation of Matladi's situation is.
Yeah.
It's not that Matladi. I wouldn't say Matladi doesn't have gay. Yeah. Matladi can speak to absolutely anyone. Yeah. Matladi can strike up a conversation with any hand, anywhere, and he's entertaining. You look at him and he starts speaking, you're like, nah, this is funny shit. Every time.
He fussed at the teller today.
You see what
Which
I mean?
He lost the mic.
Every time. And women love Matladi. You know, Matladi's only problem is a mic from where I'm standing.
Execution.
Right? He can't close.
Matladi
is not a closer.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
He doesn't know how to seal the deal.
I do not want to close.
Even when you want to, I've seen you. I've seen you try. When you would go to a party or whatever, like a chiller's name, like I want that one. And then I'll see him present the whole night and it'll not work out. Yeah. And I'm like, how is it not working out?
Yeah, you only close on the goal makes it very obvious that she wants you.
That she wants you.
You're like me when I play FIFA. I can play.
I don't know. I find that interesting. But I don't know. Like, I'm not really in the market to close. And the thing is, I don't know. It's not trauma from what I've had before.
Yeah.
I'm just not in the mood right now.
But you've never had the desire to actually make a girl your girlfriend. You know that? Like,
never.
You spoke about it in the previous podcast. You were like, yo, with me, like, I'll speak to a girl. Then when she brings it up, like, what are we? You're like, okay, what you wanna be?
Yeah, and whenever it feels natural, then you become a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So how did you guys find girls in high school? Like, how did you guys find them? Yeah.
The party, homecoming. Remember homecoming?
High school, you're going to homecoming?
We did. You know crazy? A crazy story. We skipped out on our matric dance to go to homecoming.
That was our matric dance.
That was our matric. Everybody.
I'm talking about like grade 9, 10.
Oh, grade 9, grade 10. Nah, I think for me it was...
You were dating in high school.
Yeah, I was dating in high school. It's speaking to someone. Like, you know, you meet someone and you can relate. You speak to them. It's vibes. You want that person around you.
So would you guys go up to girls and be like, I want you?
No, it would happen... randomly, like let's say you're sitting next to somebody in a specific class, maybe you're in a group, in a specific group with somebody, and then you guys
So you see, you have been to co-ed schools.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I was in a boys' school.
Yeah, that's just stop in the world.
Then. I used to have to go to like things like church things, like cell and what Bible studies.
It's very culty.
I was in a very Christian school, a Catholic school.
Man, what cell?
So they're making us find go through God. Imagine that. Like that's the reason why we went to. We were just trying to find the babies.
Hey man, that's always wild to me. Go cracking.
Yeah,
but I once went to that other church. You know again.
CRC.
Yeah, Revolt.
Revolt.
And when I was there, and I got it. I understood. And then when the second I walked in, I got it.
Okay.
A lot of beautiful women.
All right.
But I know university was different. Yo, university was an experience, dog.
Nah, university
you
was...
Came to dating.
It wasn't that
university was movie. Interesting.
You know what was my first proper experience of women with you guys? Both MT and them, bro. That's when I saw the K-guy. University has girls.
Yeah, university had
girls. This was first week.
First week when we were roaming around, not knowing what we were doing there on campus.
Yeah, I remember it'd be you guys, Dreads, and Best and them. And then from there, like, Charlie would come. And you guys would be like, hey, Mr. Bitches.
So we drop your points. Hey, guys, Amara, we create systems around
you. You know, I didn't know what that meant when you guys saying Mr. Bitches. But now I'm like, oh, shit, you guys are cock-blocking.
Yeah, if we chilling with a lot of girls.
Undesirable.
And a flying scenario comes up, you have to.
Yeah,
think.
But the thing is, that homie would pass out everybody. That was part of the problem.
Look, are you surprised?
No. I get it.
To try to eliminate the messes by saying senior bitches. Yeah, you say Mr. Bitches and senior bitches.
Senior bitches. Senior
bitches. Senior pedophile.
Eh? Oh, oh, okay.
Yo. So how did you guys actually meet girls in university? University, I feel like it was easier to meet girls. You know, you had res, you had
Yeah,
stayed,
there were girls
studios,
everywhere.
You had campus tutorials.
I'm trying to remember when we first came to university, before the YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it was a different time. There was girls before YouTube.
Yeah.
So pre-YouTube.
We'll talk about post-YouTube.
Yeah. It's a different. It's two different. Nah, but actually,
pre-YouTube, we pulled up.
Pre-YouTube, we were fine pre-YouTube because we used to hang out at the Six, at the student center.
But before that, though, we seemed to know a lot of people. Oh,
yeah,
you know what it is? We went to UB and we're from Pretoria.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people that went there,
there
as well, we knew them as well.
Charlie's friends, yeah. Your friends, my friends. Everybody would just end up linking, but it was always the student center.
Yeah.
Tiny little biscuit, little mama. It was always there by the student center.
Shut up, my nigga, biscuit. Eh?
It was always by the student center.
Hey, biscuit used to be the president of
UP.
Of UP.
Yeah, what a lovely soul. Shut up.
No, shut up. Langman.
Yeah, but for some reason, I want to say we had girls and claimer.
You guys
knew
girls, but
we knew girls.
Also, I was going to say, because we were in engineering, we didn't know as many girls as we could have known. If we were studying BCom,
but we were always at student center, that's the thing. Yeah. Were you there during the times of student center?
I used to come with the other Hiram. I used to come with the
18 boys.
There was a time.
Oh my god.
But it was just before that transition, because I think that for us happened second year. First year, I remember
we didn't go to the Six in second year that much.
No, we went first year a lot.
First year a lot.
First year, every single time.
But I'm saying when
you
pulled up. I think you pulled up at the end of first year.
No, second semester, first year.
Yeah, at the end of first year.
Yeah,
why can't I don't remember?
Because I remember the first
when
I was still doing.
Why you put me at the end?
No, because when I was still doing 158.
Yeah,
I remember having to walk into a lecture hall, half faded.
Damn.
And then because we were from the Six, because we spent so much time at the Six, Joe would skip out on tutorials. Would do click up tests.
Yo, the Six is the reason I don't have an engineering degree.
You know what? Actually, contributed to us skipping tutorials the most, and I remember it used to happen with dreads a lot.
Yeah,
we'd be chilling at Springboks, Beggar Special.
Yeah,
dreads would check his watch and be like, ah,
nah, we're really late in class.
To think you had to walk all the way from Springbok past campus gates on Prospect, all the way through the garden, and go to the back there for tutorials. Nah, it wasn't.
Time. And if Dreads wasn't going, I was also like, nah, I won't go.
Yeah.
It's only one time.
And we can miss two.
If we miss it together, it's fine.
We're passing the rest.
Can I go test Iran?
But I feel like I contributed to your guys' relationships in university. Like, you met your girlfriend because of...
How did you meet your ex?
You fully because of me. Well,
studios.
Studios. Studios.
Yeah, yours was studios. Oh, I remember the day. We met.
And you said I can't close. They are closed.
Okay.
And then you get YT confirmation bias.
That's
one instance. Out of all of them, let's talk about all the failed instances.
Yeah. But you guys used to meet Gango because I always used to host, bro.
Yeah, no,
I hosted in Rez. Remember, I used to host at Rez.
Yo, we partied at Bukenu.
Yes.
What's happening in G South now? Who lives there? Do you know?
No.
What a time. What a moment.
What a moment in life.
So we stayed in an apartment block called Deuce. I stayed in an apartment
block. We collectively stayed in an apartment block.
And we used to chill every single week. We'd buy 5 liters of wine, dry, not sweet red.
Every other
red.
And we would invite as many girls as we could.
As physically possible.
As many as you could get out of your contact list.
It was always me, Matladi, Lucas, then Dreads. Who'd pull up?
Everyone, anyone and everyone.
Anyone could come. Best would pull out sometime.
Joe, it was always
Charlie
a vibe.
And them.
Yeah.
No, but Chad, they were not around when we started.
If you knew us, you probably went to Juice Out.
No, but Juice Out times were second year, end of second year or beginning of third year.
No, man, we started in Res, in Tato's Res, in the room in the
first year was my Res, and second year was Juice Out.
My Res,
third year Juice Out, fourth year Juice Out, fifth year Juice Out.
Yo, and what a time. Yeah, what a... No, but you know, remember when we also started, when we were still at Eastwoods?
I was thinking about that.
Yo, with Eastwoods Bash. Was a movie.
Yo, that's when I said my boys, no girls. Because like, we used to know girls, but then the girls that they knew were just different, bro.
That was a
Bash. That was... Nah,
Bash used to play basketball. He was tall. He was talkative. He was funny. He used to smoke gang weed. So he was always the guy with the plug.
The plug. Hey, so don't smoke weed, guys.
Nah. At that time, with Bang was a different time. Hey,
yeah.
Joe, I remember you'd walk into his spot because they had these kitchenettes with the island. So you'd be chilling around that island. Joe would be chilling around that island.
I remember that island.
You remember that
Bombay
island?
I don't know why every time I see it, I see Bombay Sapphire.
Because that's all we drank.
That was it.
That was it in Gordon's. That was a time in history. Do you remember we went a weekend from Thursday to Tuesday? And we partied the whole weekend. We had like 4 or 5 full chickens in that weekend.
And it was always hubbly, ne?
There was hubbly, there was everything. Whatever your mind could, whatever you could imagine, it was everything.
Wait, so now, out of all these different experiences now, we've all met girls in different ways. What's the craziest way you guys have met a girl? Like you were just there like, here? Or like the crazy experience with the girl?
You know what was crazy for? It was when YouTube started picking up.
Yeah.
When I realized,
they know me. They know me.
Yeah, but I also get it. Like, you know, when you see someone that's familiar,
yeah,
things are a little bit comfortable. Yeah. So you don't have to break the ice.
They know your jokes.
Yeah, they know.
They know, your life. They know where you're from. They know,
yeah, everything. They know your second name. Everything.
Was that the weirdest thing?
Did you guys take advantage of that?
What do you think?
No, 100%.
Take a wild guess.
Bro, we were young. We were impressionable. We were still navigating life. Of course we took advantage.
Joe, was that the weirdest way?
Second year, I thought I made it. Dog. I thought,
you thought this was it? You know what was a weird experience? When it comes to dating, what was a weird experience for me? The club. Like relations in the, because in the club it was for now, it was here now. I don't know you, I've never met you in my life.
Oh.
But there's a, you know, you can feel a vibe. Yeah. Like you can feel a connection. Dreamy, you can feel a connection in the club. And you just seeing a random man you've never met in your life. And you're like, damn, you.
And we used to actually
give me a vibe.
There was a phase where actually Lucas and I used to like approach girls at the club.
Yeah, like I would wait for you guys
go,
to come back.
And then maybe like go do a lap and then come back with two girls.
We did it the other day. Who called me?
Hey, nigga.
I remember we were at the club.
Anyway, so
what's that topic?
But YouTube definitely gave us like the opportunity to meet more people, more guys, and then way more girls as well.
Yeah, now the homies you always meet in the bathroom.
Yeah, the homies you always meet in the bathroom. Niggas are confident in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Joga, we do.
I'm
like, Joga, I'm not going to repeat that.
All of a sudden. You
want to shake my hand.
And the craziest way we would meet girls for me, now, is that we'd literally, I would scheme a friendship group of girls.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you did a lot for the girls.
Yeah, you did a lot for the girls.
So I'd bring a friendship group, maybe 5 girls, and then these animals.
Oh, human beings, dog.
These animals didn't know friendship.
Natural, if you think
about it. How couldn't you guys just be friends with the girls that we bring, bro?
Because they were fun and get good vibes.
Like, I remember.
I'm not the vibes.
And there was a point where, like, I'd bring one group and then I meet another group and then we'd have, like, 4 groups on, like, rotation. Like,
we had a lot of fun, if you think about it.
So much fun.
Now I don't even lie, I want to go back.
Yeah, no, it's
me. Okay, I'm still having fun now.
It has run its expiry date. But it boosted our self-esteem in a way so much because it's what allowed us to be confident enough to record, to have all these things, and it kept on pushing that thing that we did, and now shit, here we are.
Yeah. Still shooting podcasts.
YouTube put it down. It took away our guababa because I feel like I had bad guababa in
guababa is such a, what is guababa?
Guababa is the fear of approaching a woman, the fear of having a conversation with a woman, a fear of women in general.
So you what do you fear? You fear rejection.
You fear rejection. You hit the nail on the...
You anticipate the embarrassment.
And my rejection is why, okay?
Yeah.
But I feel like as a guy, do you go through rejection so early and so quickly that you forget about the fact that...
Not necessarily.
You don't reckon...
That's why our generation has navigated towards online dating so much because of that fear of approaching a woman.
Yeah.
So it's so much easier to DM a girl. She's not even there. You DM her. And then if she replies with interest, you know that it's sorted.
Yeah.
But now going to a girl and waiting for the reply with interest is literally never happens anymore. Unless at the club or unless it's like a very calm, it's like a bra or something.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, no? Like for me, for example, it's very hard to meet a girl or maybe hit up on a girl in the DMs.
Yeah.
Like sharp, you can do it. There's instances, I'm not saying that just completely never happens. There are instances where it happens.
Yeah.
But it feels more natural life.
Yeah.
Like it feels.
No, you're great at that.
It feels better. But
you're an outlier.
No, but that's if that person feels the same way about me.
They always do.
Well, damn. It's bigger than me.
Which girl has ever rejected Lucas? Which girl has Lucas said, I want this girl, and then she knows.
I would know.
Okay, name like one. Or an instance or a situation.
Are you
going to
beat the names out? We're just doing this for content.
No, don't say
no
the
I'm
name,
thinking.
Like
I'm trying to think because now I have to think about it.
Bro, Lucas doesn't miss, bro.
No, I've missed. I know I've missed. I've missed at the student center. Like when I want to approach. I've missed on cold approaches.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you meet someone in line and you start speaking to them and you're like,
Okay. Look at Lucas, Lucas with you with a hello.
Hello, my
hello,
sister.
So it's a fine day outside.
Is that how you imagine a person like that?
Like,
for real? No. It's like a fine day, my sister.
Like you're powerful when you fuss in the neck. Yo, wow. I even get charmed and I hear Lucas fussing. Lucas is my goal when it comes to fuss. Like I learned how to fuss from Lucas. And then I learned how to just relax and chill around women.
Now I'll sit and wait, eh?
Mara Joy, you surprise me because Joanna, you're so easygoing. Everybody just gravitates around you.
Yeah.
All the group of girls we met in varsity.
All the girls you've met since you've known me.
It was you.
It was because of through.
No. You used to be our worker.
Worker B.
I remember, I was even fully in a relationship.
And the girls were expecting. Hey, yo, the vibes.
What do you do? Which girls were invited? I'd be like, shh, give me a second. Then I check my phone. Try
but
and
you know what? I actually wonder, ne? Can like for people watching, for viewers, yeah. No. With especially women,
yeah.
Do you guys ever like think about chilling together and then say, "Yo, we want some male energy here."
Actually,
we're missing some male energy here.
Please answer us on Twitter # Malumis and Mike. Do women want male energy? Do women want to be around?
Because when you guys party, female energy.
But actually, yeah. Actually, we can answer part of it. It is they actually do.
How do you know that?
Remember the house party went to the pool party. It wasn't really a pool party. Not Tlatlang, the house party.
Which one? Keegan.
Yeah. We was actually yeah. There was a point in our life we was
Togo.
That was the first time.
So what happened was that we had a friend, Pomolo.
Shout out, Pomolo.
And then her and I were talking like we were boys. I was like,
you and her were talking.
But as boys, like we're just friends.
Okay.
What are you doing? He's like, I'm doing this. I'm like, okay, maybe you should pull through to my spot. And she's like, I've got gang people here.
Mm.
I'm okay, I only have like 6. Let me come to your spot.
Mm.
And she's like, yeah, that's better because we've got gang space and we're comfortable.
Yeah.
I came through with the flyest niggas in Hatfield. Those girls all stood up, started getting cups, started pushing chairs.
That was a lovely night.
That was such a great vibe.
Girls must invite us. Girls never invite us. Eh?
You wanna be Stoko again?
Yeah.
You wanna go back to your Stoko?
Great Stoko.
Yeah, you are great Stoko.
You know when I knew that it's great being Stoko.
Yeah.
It was a time where there was clubs in Hatfield.
Yeah.
T4 and them.
T4. Remember your homie? Your one homie.
Mike.
Which one?
The one who me, man. I'm not sure if I want to mention it.
The tall
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. That's when Lucas had money. Yeah. Shots. Lucas, where are the shots?
The homies were buying us wine in the club. I've never felt so privileged in my life. I wanted to be there.
I actually got wine.
I wanted to be there.
Why some people would be wanting to be stalker?
Do you want wings? That was the first time somebody offered me food in the club.
Actually.
Now that was nice.
Actually, being stalker is kind of fire.
I mean, I don't mind.
I'm ready to be stalker. I don't mind.
I'm going to change my bio.
What to?
Available to be stock or
stock
availability.
We got ample inventory.
And then what was your guys like first encounter online dating? Like when was the first like, obviously it's probably like
it was probably on Instagram.
Mixit.
Mixit
was talking to strangers.
Yeah, you talk
what is the Mixit name?
I've had so many relationships.
I know mine was Pim Daddy T.
What is mine? Cyberclone or some shit like
probably.
That. Some shit like that.
I can't remember mine.
I was in my bag in Mixit days. Mixed days, I was in my bag.
Nah, but even it's been a hoe, no?
He's not a hoe.
Damn, this guy. This guy said I'm a hoe. How do you think that makes me feel?
How does it make you feel?
Like an object.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, what would you object
to? Okay, Lucas. I didn't know it made you feel like that. I'll refrain from saying it in the future.
Yeah, do better.
Even though it's true.
Anyway, Mixed days.
I think the best place to speak about is Instagram.
Yeah,
that's when it's recent. It happened also when we started university. Do you guys DM girls and say, hey, big head?
No, not big head. No,
how do you guys online date?
You know what I like about Instagram, man?
Yeah.
The reaction.
Yeah.
Hey, they made it easy, dog.
Speak to the mic. Bali bizari drago.
The dragon.
Why emoji?
I don't know who has Instagram and is making it easy, hey? Because they hit us first with the reactions.
Yeah.
That got a bit too much. And then they hit you with the like, dog.
But I don't think that's...
Like story,
you know, my thing is, I get the reaction.
Like,
get the reaction. So, on normal reaction, then what?
I don't even look at them.
It's confirmation that you saw it.
Okay, I saw your little...
I was
on the bubble.
If
I've seen this chat on Twitter. I just feel like a like is like, I like your story, dog. Yeah, it's like liking a picture.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently, like
it's a form to fasa. Like
I mean, it's an open invitation.
The knife I'm fasting on a story.
If I like your story, you know, yeah. I just want to say.
Oh, you want to let them know.
ladies, listen up.
And thing is, I can say this confidently because I know that I don't just go around pressing that thing.
Yeah. You use it with great power, comes great responsibility. You know,
there's only one girl coming to mind. No. There's only one girl coming to mind, and she knows herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I like,
you be tapping it.
I'm seeing a lot.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot.
You know, my thing is with that, I would rather reply a message. Like, I'd rather write something so a conversation can. I think I've met the coolest people because of that.
My biggest problem is that I do that. Now I came like, okay, cool. I'm going to reply and be like, wow, something, whatever, compliment, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she'll reply back. And then from there, I just.
Blank.
Instantly.
That's I'm the problem. Like, nah. But my thing is, what if it's this? What if she's doing this?
No,
what are you commenting?
I need something to work with. See, let's say for the last one I can think of off the top of my head. No? She's.
Yesterday.
No, not. So what happens is. I think she's shooting a story somewhere, wherever she is, and I think it's about mirror selfie or whatever. But it's the song that's playing. I think it's a Kanye song or something like that. But like a very specific song.
Which one is this?
Who knows? You'll never know. So I replied to that. And speaking about the music, then it becomes a music chat. Just so and from something like that, I can tell that we can speak about anything.
Yeah.
It's one of those, then you can... like gauge someone's vibe and whether you guys will kick it and all those things based on those kind of chats. So when it happens, it's usually around that kind of a scene.
But you know what the problem with that is, bro?
It's never you look flat.
When you have a genuine conversation about something you guys both like, sometimes you can be like, oh, I want to be my friend. I want to be your friend. Mm.
Yeah, I never get that. Eh?
Things, hey. It sounds like your problem.
I've never been in a friend zone in my life. I don't know what that feels like.
You've never been friend zone?
Never.
It's whack that thing, dog.
It's never. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's how I deliver certain messages.
You're a flirt.
I am.
Lucas is the biggest. Lucas said he is incapable of having female friends because he doesn't know how to speak to girls.
But I can
outside
now.
Outside of flirting.
Oh,
He was even flirting with Lungi yesterday.
No, I wasn't.
I was sitting on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
But the only thing I saw was Lucas wearing a bib. Eating a salad yesterday. Yeah. That was the craziest thing I saw.
Hey, I'm built different. You know the cheat code? You know what's my favorite thing? You know what the thing I've realized about fasting is?
Yeah.
You need to be as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
And your home ground
advantage.
Home ground advantage is another beautiful thing.
The language. Lucas doesn't run out of things to say.
2-hour phone call.
Yeah, I do that.
Last week.
The one time I'm watching a series, he's there and he's just chatting the whole episode.
You're watching
a series.
But I like Kerato over. If you have something to, if it's a back and forward, like I want it to bounce off. It must be engaging.
But why?
Huh?
Why? What do you feel in that moment?
What do I feel in that moment? Yeah. Fascination. I'm fascinated. I'm interested.
Reassurance.
I like meeting people. I like new stories.
I'm just tired, bro.
There's 7 billion people on this planet.
Earlier I was saying like I'll reply to a story and then she'll reply back. I'm just too tired to speak to another person.
That's what I was saying.
You say this if someone Aumufi, leave our guy the right energy. Trust me, when you get the right energy, you can't help it. It's just what you want to do.
Okay, tell me about a time where you literally were talking to a girl on Instagram DM like casual and then it became something.
A lot of times. After I came out of a relationship, because it was lockdown at that time.
Yeah.
That was Mad Max. 300. Whoa, wilding. Because you could easily have a conversation with somebody. You can be like, Joe, only cheapy man. Mm. And then go off.
Anyone in Moscow, how?
Whoa, no, not like that. But you could easily go off, especially, I think online dating for me peaked at that time.
Have you tried Tinder and the likes?
I saw with my ex, we were shooting a YouTube video and we basically both got Tinder.
Yeah.
For like a week.
I remember that.
Remember that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Tinder for a week. She got Tinder, I got Tinder. And it was kind of cool, bro. But I feel like it gives you instant like gratification. Like, so yes, what? Somebody swiped on me. Someone likes me. Oh, never someone's messaging them. Me. So every day neither. You're getting that like, someone likes me. Oh, someone wants me. A new person. It makes you feel like you've got
kind of what is, if you swipe right and somebody swipes right, then you match. It tells you that you matched.
You matched,
and then you can start a chat.
So the only way you match is if someone has
liked. It's a cool concept.
It's a pretty slick concept. It's very quick.
But it gets addictive, bro. I know so many girls are addicted to that. Because like girls that are insecure, they don't feel like, you know, even and guys.
Wait, man,
you know, I always think it's a guy's thing. I never think girls.
No, girls.
But they would have to be.
Both of this. But yeah, a lot of girls, like, especially in high school, dude, because Tinder for us came out in high school. In high school, first year, girls used to...
you're afraid of dogs.
Matthew saw a dog and now he's shitting himself. Girls used to love that shit, but they'd be like, yo, look, I got a match. Look, oh, I'm talking to this new guy. Every time, her name was like, we'll call it D. Every time I'd see her, bro, she always showed me, oh, look at this new guy. Oh, this guy wants to see me. And she loved the fact that guys wanted her.
Yeah, but I get how that could work.
I always think women feel like guys always want them.
Yeah, I don't know. Not all. Really? Same. Some women are very, like, they're not sure.
Because as guys...
Yeah, but shout out to all women.
Like, I know guys that will... Yo, they will fasa anyone on site.
Nah.
You know one word.
You know, I'm gonna public platform. My game.
Marona fasa.
Yeah.
We just said an hour ago that I do not fasa.
No, you don't close marona fasa.
I'm just having a chat, dog. I think the problem is that people take me having a chat as a fasa.
Blanket, forehead kisses, hand rubbing, hand holding. Yeah, oh, come on, dog. Come on, man.
Do you guys ever get girls like hitting you up like, oh, like, hey, you're so cute, you're beautiful.
I hit the spot then.
Motherfucker. you're preaching, bro.
Yes, you're asking a very important question.
Yeah, like, do girls approach you guys? Like, do you guys get online dated, online facade?
I do.
Yeah. I feel like with me, ever since I cut my hair.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Not even trying to sound dramatic, man. Yeah. But if I post like something like of myself, I'll get like 10 to 15 girls like fussery.
That's a different ball game.
No.
But it's because obviously more people are exposed to me.
If I go to my request on Instagram,
do you reply to your request?
I don't, because sometimes it's some very wild things like
I don't know.
You know what the wildest things I get on request?
You don't get.
I wanna have your baby type of things on request.
You find that weird?
That is very weird.
You know how I replied to
you? You replied to that?
I replied to everything. I like seeing that number.
You know what happens when you reply to girls?
Yeah.
Hey, Matthias is in my DMs. Oh, me too. Oh, he speaks to me too. I talk to him too. That's who you are. You become that nigga. Matthias Mahan is in my DMs. From Malome's mic. Ah, he's on your DMs too. And then it becomes, Matthias is in everybody's DMs.
They'll be lying if they say I'm in a DM.
But you are.
Let's flex.
If somebody says, I want to have your babies, I'm the type of guy that says, I get it. And then it ends there.
Oh, no, it never does.
No.
Jay, but you know what the problem with that it becomes, right? Now I have, you know, you have the general section and then you have the VIP with the...
Shout out to Instagram.
Shout out to Instagram for having the general section. You know, I respect that setup.
Primary general.
There's a line outside the club. And then there's the general section.
Come into the VIP.
Instagram doesn't tell the other homies that they're in general.
No. The only thing they don't know is whether they're outside the... Oh. Actually, they know. When they're outside the club, they know.
How do you know?
Nothing is happening.
No, requests.
You know because nothing is happening.
Yeah, man, this is actually... Like, dating has changed, dog, from our parents to now.
Yeah, a lot. That's why, you know... Every time, because obviously in the working environment, a lot of the people that I come across are much older than me, right?
Yeah.
So, and funny enough, at work, right? Although I think it was previously, but generally, I like outside from you guys, right?
Yeah.
When I interact with, when I meet cool people, right? It's usually women or very few men. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's the case, but when it comes to older women, I like the friendship vibe, yeah, well, it's very cool.
And they always offer guidance.
Yeah, I enjoy such beautiful guidance. And babuzwiz, like if I have to say it in such a way. Babuzwiz.
But right.
So I like those kind of conversations, right? I remember in my previous job, they were basically my sisters.
Mm.
And we'd speak. When are you wild? This is what I keep saying about. And we'd speak and they didn't understand, because we'd talk about like relationships and love and all these things. It always blew their mind every time I mentioned what the scene looks like now. When I explain what I was going through, let's say I'm explaining a vibe. For them, they're like, what in the world is a vibe? What are you guys doing? Mm. I'm like, no, we're just kicking it. They're like, but what are you? I'm
for
like,
what?
Someone just kicking
someone
it.
Someone was saying this, we've put so many different like barriers to get to dating now. Okay, we're just like, it's like they've redefined dating. Dating is going on dates and getting to know girls. And then from there, it's like, yeah, there's a talking stage.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's like, okay, cool, let's be exclusive. After being exclusive, like, okay, cool, maybe we can then now join.
Once you hear exclusive, la jola, bros.
Once you hear exclusive,
you think they can hear the dog on the mic? We apologize.
Yeah.
It's just the dog that's whiling off.
Yeah, but there's so many barriers to him, George. And I know why, bro. Women have heard us for years.
Yeah. They've what?
They've heard us for years. So now we're too scared to fully commit.
What do you mean by hurt?
Rejection.
Is it just is it just solely rejection?
Okay, maybe I'm personalizing it.
No, but yeah, speak your truth. That's the what if somebody shares the same sentiment?
No, it's like, dude, we meet girls, we talk to them for maybe 2 months, and then it fails because of the way they move. Date a girl for a couple years, months, it fails because of how they move.
Yeah. So
it's like, yo, for me, now it's like, when I go into a relationship, I fully commit myself, I give you my all. And then it fails. Now it's like, I'm going to do that again. I'm going to risk that again. Now, because of that, you now do a risk analysis. Like, okay, cool. If I'm going to go into a relationship with this person and give them my all like I gave that previous person, I must be sure.
Yeah.
So now I must talk to you first. We must go on dates first. We must be exclusive. I'm going to see if you can even commit to me. And then from there, I will date you.
This whole thing just sounds like a lot of hard work, okay?
It is.
And the older we get, the harder it is to date, bro. Look at you guys. You guys have been single for so long.
By choice.
But me, it's like that.
Yeah, of course it's by choice.
It is by choice.
Of course it's by choice.
The thing about dating is very difficult to find somebody who you can like bear with the good and the bad.
Yeah.
No one ever presents the bad initially. And there's I believe everybody has a tolerance of how much bad you can like withstand. And you never really see that. Well, what in my experience, you never really see that after like until some time has passed, until some you've experienced the person fully, and then you can then decide of is this something I can tolerate? Is this something I can deal with?
Because
you need to find you can't change people,
okay.
But you have to take them for what they are and who they are.
Yeah. Otherwise, But have you seen there's certain girls like let's say you put three girls.
Yeah.
And they have the same bad. Not the same good, they have the same bad traits.
Traits.
Okay.
Some like one of them you might be okay with dealing with the bad trait because of how good the good is.
Yeah. That is possible.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
There's some things you find you make exceptions because of
the good times.
But it's also a scale. It's not black and white. Some you depends on what you prefer.
For sure. Yeah.
Sometimes you just want a woman that will be there and then sometimes you just want
vibes.
What do you think if I had to remove online dating right now? Like, there's no, like, you can't DM a girl, can't fuss a girl, you can't use Tinder, can't use any of these things, Grindr, whatever they use.
Grindr?
Wow. Is that
a dating site? It is a dating site. Yeah. I've just never used it too.
Yeah. Maybe you used it. No, I've never used it.
But
what's Grindr? Is it?
Oh. Welcome.
Anyway, my point, what do you think would happen if we removed all those things?
I think there'll be less insecurities. I think. Social media is a beautiful thing, but it has its pitfalls.
Not remove social media. Remove the ability to online date through social media.
There was the use.
Social media.
So now all you can do is post a picture and like it. You can't go DM her.
And comment.
I can't comment.
Niggas will find a way.
They'll find a way.
Niggas will find a way.
Okay, remove social media.
But honestly, I feel like that would be a crime, though. Because I feel like one thing that social media has done, there is...
Like
my reach is only as far as my eye can see.
Yeah.
Right? Now when I look at a phone, I see through... Satellite in the sky.
You can say I'm showing you
that
it might be worth going to Devon for
you. So you see things you would have otherwise never seen. I feel like it has given us the ability to stretch our
wings and
fly. Our wings.
Expand our horizon.
You know, find people that you would have otherwise never come across in your life.
Yeah, fact. I remember every
shout
time.
Shout out to Instagram.
Shout out to Instagram. Shout out to social media.
This is not sponsored by Instagram.
When we used to take trips to like Botswana and stuff, we would literally like chill with someone from Botswana. Okay, cool. Who are the flyers and the coolest content creators in? Or who are the flyest girls? And then we'd see them, then we'd message them and be like, yo, guys, let's chill. And then we get to chill with them versus being exposed to what your eyes see.
Mm.
But yeah, but okay, so one of my friends has like a segment, ne? She has a segment that I'm
who has a segment?
It's Kamo. She has a segment on, I think it's called Untouched.
Okay.
It's called Table Turd. Anyway, the point is, I'm just basically saying I got it from there.
Yeah.
If you had to choose, are you for traditional dating or are you for online dating?
Traditional, without a doubt.
Traditional.
You would fail horribly in traditional dating, but and then you're for?
I like a bit of both, but traditional.
A bit of both.
Actually, I've realized that in the first statement I made about not using Instagram as much, I kind of like both. Each one has its... Like the good parts about it.
No, but that's actually a very good question. But not traditional
definition.
I was about to say online might be more effective, but I'm actually not too sure if it even.
Nah,
is
it's not.
At
it's,
all.
It's too. A lot is left to the imagination.
Yeah.
It's not.
Nah, I'm also definitely for traditional.
So you'll never know who a person is or takes dollar mode.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I actually want to challenge everyone as like.
Ah, we're gonna wrap up so soon.
Yeah, it's been like 40-50 minutes.
But we need to introduce challenges. I like questions that make you think on the spot.
Yeah. I want to challenge the audience.
Write that down.
I should be telling you to write that down, nigga. I just want to challenge everyone that's listening and viewing, man.
Yeah.
I want to say
because we've been speaking about traditional dating, online dating, we can see like the pros and cons of both from our experiences. And we're all basically for traditional. I want to challenge everyone that's watching to actually go to speak to somebody new and compliment them. Not for the sake of like getting to date them or getting to want to be with them.
But for a cut.
For a cut, if you think they're cool, compliment them. And that's going to build on your ability to actually form more traditional
be a good encounters person.
With people.
Also, I'd like to know how other people feel about whether they like traditional or
online dating.
Or online dating.
Yeah.
The new age dating.
I know I'm gonna try it for Monday. When I see a beautiful girl, when I see someone that's cool, like a cool bro, I'm gonna be like, yo, that's a cool jacket, bro. Because you never know what kind of conversation can happen. You don't know who the person is.
Hey, Mara, that one is tricky. Yeah, I remember I said this came once buying batteries.
But before you continue, you might be watching.
What happened?
Even if he is me, I don't care. Some homie ran game on me. And I was there like, is this how women feel?
But a lot of
A lot of guys
have actually fussed at Lucas.
Yeah.
Actually, it's different.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you get to see how women actually feel. It's not the nicest thing, though.
But we're only saying this because it's not our flavor. It's not what we want.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Some women is
you busy. You in line at Checkers.
Yeah.
You trying to buy sugar.
But if it was a beautiful girl,
but if it was a beautiful hand who was speaking to you, would you feel the same way? You can't find it. It's what you don't want. That's the problem.
Okay, I think that's the problem.
But that was a great episode, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We're back to dropping weekly. We've got Malome's mic. We've got Seated with Malome.
Yeah.
We've got a whole bunch of content coming up. We've got the vlogs, Life with Tatar and Pedi.
So you're a content creator, tell them about your TikTok.
At the largest.
Oh, I'm on TikTok. I'm on TikTok.
You about your TikTok.
Guys, please follow me on TikTok. I got like 40,000 followers. I got like...
You up?
Like 700k likes, something like, I don't know.
Don't lie, you enjoy it, man.
I love TikTok.
Did you not see how excited you got?
Yeah,
let me tell you about my TikTok.
We're going to shoot some TikToks today with my mic.
Yo, my friends.
Check me out on TikTok. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please give us 5 stars. If you're on YouTube, please drop a like, comment down below.
Holla comment. Up.
Let's take the conversation to social media, man. Take it to Twitter.
Dango.
Take it to Instagram. Hashtag my name is Mike. Tag myself, Tatar and Bedi, Clarity 2.0, Primetime, Lucas, whoever you want. But let's make it into a conversation. We're going to reply to all the comments for this episode. We love you guys.
Thank you for watching.
Episode 3 loading.
Episode 2 loading.
Episode 2. Hey, the next episode is loading.
Whatever.
Dango.
Ciao.